Hey everybody, welcome to Renewing the Center. My name is Chris, and it is really good to have you with us on the podcast today. We're back in the lectionary, and today we're going to be reading from a portion of one of my favorite psalms. It happens to be in the daily office reading for the day that this episode has been posted. It's from Psalm 107. So I'm going to read a short passage and then pray, and then we're just going to spend some time thinking about how this little bit of this poem can teach us a thing or two about life, and maybe can help shed some light on your life. I know it has for me. Psalm 107, beginning in verse 23, we're going to read 23 to 30. Those who go down to the sea in ships, who carry out their business in great waters, they behold the works of the Lord and his wonders in the deep. For at his word, the stormy wind arises, which lifts up the waves. They are carried up to heaven and down again to the deep. Their soul melts away because of the trouble. They reel to and fro and stagger like a drunken man and are at their wit's end. So when they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, he delivers them out of their distress. For he makes the storm to cease so that the waves are still. Then they are glad because they are at rest, and so he brings them into the haven where they desire to be. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Father, we pray that you would give us grace today to consider this nautical imagery, this story, this poem that tells us about a boat in the ocean, Lord. And I pray that you would help us to see our lives in this poem. God, we thank you for the word. We thank you for the Psalms, the prayer book of the church. God, we thank you for the wisdom that we see in a beautiful art. And we pray, God, that you would help us to hold some of that wisdom today. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So I have a large tattoo of a ship, like an old school sailing ship on my right arm. I got that tattoo because of this psalm, actually. This was what was in my mind when I went to get the tattoo from Matt Greenhalgh, who works at Only You Tattoo. And so if you live in Atlanta and are in the market for a tattoo, I would encourage you to check out Only You on Memorial Drive. They're not paying me for this. That'd be a pretty fun advertisement. It's just a guy that I love who goes to our church, and he's a really gifted tattoo artist. And so Matt gave me this tattoo because I wanted to remember this passage from Psalm 107, because it's one of the most meaningful portions of the book of Psalms for me on a very personal level. And so I'm going to share a few things today that I think the poem invites us to consider. Number one, do your job. The passage begins by saying those went down to the sea in ships doing business in great waters. It was their job. They were merchants. They were sailors. They were not trying to be heroic. They were quite literally doing their job. But one of the things that you realize when you do your job is sometimes, oftentimes, all the time, this will happen. You get in over your head. That idea of doing business in great waters, to me, has always spoken of the power and the beauty of work, but also the fact that sometimes when we are doing our part, we end up in big water. We end up over our heads in places that can feel overwhelming, can feel terrifying even. And yet, there's glory in work. And so the first thing is do your job. The second thing is there is glory in work. And I love it. It says that they saw the wonders of God in the deep, that those places where we get in to spaces that feel like they're outside of our capability, those are places where we oftentimes are invited to see God, the glory of God. It's where he shows up. It's times when your gifts and your passion ignite success. There's beauty in all of that. But the next thing we see in this little passage is that when we're doing our jobs, when we experience glory in work, there are thirdly times where we experience storms. Storms are a part of life. And the poem, I think, and this is why it means so much to me, really drives home the point that storms are a part of life and they are meant to get our attention. The imagery in this psalm is beautiful, ups and downs, right? I mean, we talk about that a lot in life, like, oh, it's a, you know, I've had some ups and downs lately. Well, here you literally see a ship going up to the heights on a wave, and then down to the depths as it rides the back end of that wave. The boat is literally giving us a picture of life, the high heights and the low depths. And what we see in this passage is that the storm brought them to their wits' end. The longer I live, the more I experience in life, the more I realize that I think much of life is about getting us to our wits' end. It's getting you to a place to where you might see what happens when you end and when you run out of options. I think that's where I oftentimes breakthrough happens, is where God jumps in, is when we kind of are done. And this poem gives us this visceral image of people, you know, sliding around, falling around on the deck of a ship, and they are probably skilled. They know how to handle and navigate a storm, and yet they, even in the midst of all of their skill, they get to a point to where they just don't know what to do next. They're at their end. And I think that oftentimes we really try to delay this in life. We continue to double down. We continue to work hard. We continue to use our repertoire in the bag of tricks. We try to navigate our way through life. And there's something about the storms of life that are designed. And this is where it could be complicated, and I don't want to be technical here. I'm not saying God creates every storm in your life, but I do believe he can use the storms in our lives. And the thing that I think the Lord would want you to get out of your storms is a sense in which you learn what happens when you end and when you run out. It's a theme that runs right through the Bible. And the picture that I see here that I try to hold in my own life is, if I'm manning the ship of my life and the storm is becoming untenable and I'm falling down and sliding around on that deck, I'm holding onto something fixed for dear life. It's what happens when I get to that place to where I realize I don't know what else to do. That's the critical moment. And I think that's where storms are meant to get us, is sometimes an acknowledgement, I'm at the end of myself. Learning to welcome the end of yourself is actually one of the critical aspects of the job of life. And in many respects, it's the job of the second half of life. If you're listening to me and you're in your 20s or 30s, sure, there are going to be places where you are going to begin to kind of come up against your finitude or the end of you. But the older we get, the more we're invited to truly and really recognize, like, I quite literally don't have what it takes to navigate my way through. And then the next thing we see is that when they get to that end, they cry out. So they're doing business, they're experiencing glory, they experience a storm. And then they cry out. And this is really important, because when we get to the end of ourselves, we're meant to move beyond ourselves. And that's what crying out really is. Crying out is, in this case, a literal prayer, right? God help me. But it's also symbolic. It's when I end and I can go no further, I cry out, which means I send my plea beyond me. And we're so tempted when we get in the storms of life to either turn inward, a retreat, to double down, continue to work and work and work, to give up. But here we're told that when we get to the end, we're meant to cry out. We're meant to send our voice beyond ourselves, asking for help. And asking for help is one of the hardest things. For many of you listening to me, you'd almost rather die than ask for help. There have been times in my life where I felt exactly that way. I thought, I've got to figure this out. I've got to figure out how to be responsible, to be good, to be to use all my tools to make the most of what God's given me. And yet there are these moments in life where you realize that you can't go any further and you have to call beyond yourself asking for help. And I just love it. Because in this case, like, the people who are stuck in this terrible circumstance, they haven't even done anything wrong. They're just doing their jobs. They're just trying to navigate their way through life. And yet they get to a point to where they can't make it work. So they cry out. And I'll tell you, when you get into the storms of life, the most brave thing you can do is to cry out. It's to call out to God and ask him for help. And the next thing we see is after they cry out, the storm passes. And that's the thing about storms, y'all. They always pass. And sometimes they leave a ton of destruction in their wake. Just because a storm passes doesn't mean it's not dangerous and doesn't mean there's not real injury sometimes in a storm. But storms always pass. They always do. Even the really worst storms, even the long storms, they pass. The Jews would say, using an acrostic from the Hebrew alphabet sometimes in their poetry in the book of Psalms, they would use that acrostic because the alphabet has a beginning and an end, because there's always an end to suffering. You either get better or you die, but either way it ends. Storms always pass. And I tend to try in my life right now to think about negative emotion or anxiety like a storm, or a conflict in a relationship like a storm. And sometimes when you're in a storm, you just have to learn to sit still. You've got to ride it out, and you've got to ride it out in hopes that it will end. And it's more than hope. It's in the knowledge that it will end. And I just want to say to you that whatever it is you're facing, it may be dire. It may feel truly devastating. It may be truly terrifying, and yet it will come to an end. And there are times in life where you can't do much to make a storm end, but if you're not wise, you could actually really put yourself in a dangerous place. You could make it worse. Sometimes we got to learn to sit still, because storms eventually subside. I've said this before on the podcast, and I think it warrants probably repeating here. If you are rooted in Jesus, if you are connected to Him, you are in a fixed place. And all the stuff of life is like a storm system. It moves through. And so in that sense, you and God, you're the mountain, and the storm system is blowing through. Learn to be still and wait them out. And then the poem ends beautifully. They're brought to their desired haven. They're brought to a place of rest. They're seen through. They're no longer stuck or washed this way and that. They get where they're going to go. And I just want to say, if you belong to the Lord, you're going to get where you need to go. It may not feel like it's ever going to happen. You may not even experience it this side of the resurrection, but we will be seen through to our desired haven. That is God's promise. That is what He has said to His beloved, to His children. And I think sometimes it's good to look at life like we would see in this poem. It's a process. It's a journey. And the Lord wants you to cry out to Him when you find yourself at the end of yourself. God bless you. Go in peace. We'll see you soon.